Number 56. A Sacred Trust. As I see it, anyone who takes on any leadership job, minor or major, assumes no less than a sacred trust. I know that's apparently extreme language, but I will stand by it. This sacred trust is all about what organizations are all about, the professional and to some extent personal development of people. Sure, the boss's job is to get the job done and done effectively, but bosshood primarily entails an abiding responsibility for the people under your charge. It's circular, of course. Turned on people do turned on work. That's the story. Consider an example from your own career. You take on, for instance, a leadership position. For some period, be it a 4-month project or a 2-year assignment as department head, 6 or 66 people are your responsibility. And in my opinion, each and every one of those 6 or 66 ought to leave your charge in better shape than when you arrived. They should have had a measurable, remarkable, personal and professional growth experience. They should have grown in their discipline, accounting, marketing, training, whatever. They should have grown through exposure to new people and new ideas. Even the most junior among them, an 18-year-old stock boy perhaps, should have been put into some form of leadership role, organizing the logistics for a company outing, perhaps. Here are some of the key steps along this sacred path. Begin in the next 30 days with small groups or one-on-one sit-downs aimed at assessing the current state of things, that is, the growth experience during your tenure to date of each and every employee in precise terms. As part of, for example, a 3-month, no longer, phase of a project plan, establish formal personal growth goals for each individual. Achievement of those 90-day goals will be a large part of your formal evaluation of the project. Along the way, talk up the goals in private or in public. Make them perhaps an explicit part of your unit's mission or value statement. For example, we are committed to the measurable growth of each and every member of our staff. We aspire to have every staff member say of their stay here, "That was a remarkable period of my development." Summary. Leading practice. One twist on this idea, practiced by companies such as W.L. Gore and Quad Graphics, is a formal mentoring program. Everyone, every is the operative word here, has a mentor, and after a few months of breaking into the job, everyone is the operative word again, will act as a mentor. Thus, everyone, again, every, acquires leadership and people development experience from the get-go. Sacred trust for each and every one? Too much to ask. Fairy tale rhetoric. Well, sacred trust is surely the operative descriptor for an 18-year-old U.S. Army private on a 4-person team embedded in the roughest mountain passes in Afghanistan, right?